Dem Representative Jones calls on Biden to have an LBJ moment. Make multiracial democracy the singular project at this stage of his presidency. By Jeff Poor on July 14, 2021. During Tuesday's broadcast of MSNBC's All In, Representative Mundaire Jones, DNY, urged President Joe Biden to make multiracial democracy a priority of his presidency. He likened the effort to what former President Lyndon B. Johnson undertook during his presidency. Democrats have unified control of the federal government and can deliver on the promise of a multiracial democracy by simply passing voting rights legislation on a majority vote, right? He said. So, we have to try. This president can have an LBJ moment where he makes multiracial democracy the singular project at this stage of his presidency. And he can prevail. I've got to believe, especially given some of the 8 historical, illogical arguments set forth by Senators Manchin and Sinema with respect to the origins of the filibuster and what happens when you get rid of the filibuster, that there is something that they want. There was something that he can do in exchange for their support for salvaging our ailing democracy. But he has to try. And to be taken seriously by them and by the American people, I think he has to describe a solution that is credible, Jones continued. And that requires knowing that we can't get 10 Republican senators to even support a bipartisan commission to investigate the deadly events on January 6th, dispensing with a sip the filibuster and protecting the right to vote because the consequences otherwise are dire for our democracy. This is the party of insurrection. These folks, 2/3 of my House Republican colleagues voted not to certify that free and fair presidential election, just after nearly dying alongside hours earlier. These are people who are not interested in the project of government or delivering real relief for the American people. These are folks who will first redistrict Democrats out of power for the next decade if we don't pass the For the People Act, he added. And then they can't be trusted to vote to certify the next presidential election if a Democratic president is fortunate enough to be elected president in November of 2024 in a voter suppression environment. Those are these things. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.